Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to our mastermind group. Right now, I'm the only one on, and that's okay because I feel like I'm supposed to change this around a bit and maybe do a meditation in the morning. So I'm going to do a little meditation this morning. So we'll see. Anyway, it's the mastermind group where we put our intentions out to. You know, what we're looking to create, and as a group, then we create them to happen. So if you're listening now or listening later, just know that, man, I'm supporting everyone in their intentions and growth. And so if we support each other, that's where miracles happen, right? And I read the coolest thing in the Course in Miracles this morning, and it was saying we teach what we're learning, right? So... and I was like, yeah, that's true. We teach what we're learning. And what are you learning? I know that I'm learning to trying to learn love and realize that we are love. And how cool is that? So if I believe that, and I'm sure you guys probably believe that too, or somebody who will listen now or listen later, then... You know, there's that. That's what we teach. So, anyway, so what does that look like? And everything you teach, you are learning. And this is from the Course in Miracles. Teach only love and learn that love is yours and you are love. Isn't that cool? That love is yours and you are love. And then I was, I do personal development this morning, and I was listening to Enchanted Love by Marianne Williamson. She's amazing, right? I think there's a lot of great, amazing folks out there. And the Enchanted Love, she in her statement, she said this. It was a workshop, and this woman stood up and said, "You know, I'm this age, and I want to be beautiful. I want to be sexy. I want to have a great mate, and I realized that I've got to find it within myself." And she said something, and I love this. She said, "You know what? We forget to own it. We want to be it, but we don't own it." And I've had that said to me so many times, you know, own it, Cherie. And so if you want to be sexy, you want to be hot, you want to be, I don't care if you're 100, whatever you want to be, just own it. And I had the opportunity to see a lady, I live in South Florida, I don't know if you guys know that, a lot of you do. And she's amazing. Her name is Hannah. She's a little eccentric. And she wears these short mini skirts, and she's like 85. But I heard her say that too. She goes, "I own it." And she goes, "I own being sexy. And for me, being 85 or 86, I think, sorry, and being sexy means wearing a mini skirt." And she's got some nice legs too, by the way, because she walks everywhere. And she goes, "You just own it." And people think she's crazy. They think she's eccentric. They also think she's very nice. And, you know, and she is. She's pretty healthy, takes care of herself. She looks healthy. She drinks Red Bull. And she owns who she is. And I think that we have to do that too, or not have to, but to experience a lot of love and joy and happiness, we need to own it. And, man, that's a hard one to do sometimes, right? Because you walk into a room and you feel like you don't own it, or you feel like that you're not enough, or you feel like everybody's better, or you're the best and everybody's not as good, right? I mean, it can go either way, I'm sure. So... just own who you are, and then, you know, and then just say, "Spirit, God, me being controlling, I don't want to, take that away from me. Me being less than, take that away from me." And she said that, and I was like, yeah, that's great. So, you know, whatever you feel you are, me not owning who I really am, take that away, because you want to believe in yourself and own your power and own who you are. You know, if you want to be a spiritual person, own that, and then say, "Show me how to be that and more." And you know, and if you want to have a great date, own that too. You want to meet men or women, or women or men, or whoever you're into, and you want to look a certain way, you want to be a certain way, then own it. You want to be sexy, you want it to be savvy, sensual, all those things, sincere, sweet, own that. And just remember, this is funny. you know, you go, "Well, I want a guy that's going to pray and be spiritual with me." Well, I never heard a guy say, or a girl, "I'm going to call him, or I'm going to return his call because he's so spiritual and he prays." usually they say it because he's whatever or she is whatever, and it has to do with the outer appearance. And it may have to do with being sensual or sweet or sexy too, but just remember that too. So whoever you want to be, own it. Remember whatever you're learning, you're teaching. So T told me love is real, and we all are love, right? It's a hard one sometimes because I know we get caught off guard with people and things that people say to us. And I had experience myself the other day where, man, I just want to knock him out. And he said something to me, and I said something, responded back. And before you know it, we were in a debate. And I was like, and then I said, you know what, I'm just going to leave. And I did. And do I regret that? No. Now, no. I know that there's always a better response if I can think about things for a day or two or a couple hours. And so I go, you know what, God, I really like this person. So let me have the opportunity to come back together with this person and where we can work it out. So hope that works out. I know it will in time, divine timing rather than mine. I'm going to own that I'm loving, I'm sweet. And I got to teach love, right? And it's easy to teach something when you're in the best circumstances. You know when it's hard to teach it? When you're not. And that's something that I'm learning. Continue to learn. So I say teach love, right? How loving was I a couple of days on Sunday in the afternoon? And so just remember that too as well. When you say you want to teach something and be something, you're going to be put in circumstances where you're going to not be able to do it. And so you have to own it, own who you are. That's what I do know. And hi, Tisha. Anyway, so
hi there.
Talking about stuff you probably, I know you, talking about stuff you probably struggle with yourself. I know I do. And
yeah.
So, you know, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And how are you doing?
It's funny how you're having the conversation because that's what I've been saying to myself. I'm walking now. Prior to calling you, I just like, it is what it is, own it and keep on moving. And, you know, it's just funny how you're saying it, own it, because that's what I've been saying all morning.
Right, it's hard because,
no
you
clue.
Know,
yeah,
so it's like owning it,
so
being it.
I guess
and
that's
just,
the message,
yeah.
Own it.
Yeah, it is. Tisha, I also want, and I know it's so hard to say you own it when you, I mean, the chips have been down for you a lot, right? I mean, you had to struggle and learn things and just own it, okay? But do
yep.
you also, I mean, own that you're a beautiful, sexy, smart businesswoman and that your business is your, going to be your, how do you say, your path to a bigger, better place with inside of yourself for you and your kids, you know? And you got to own that too if that's what you really want. And I know that. And but you also have to own, you know, I've got a temper. I got a temper. I get mad, you know, and I go, okay, I own that. And I choose to change it. And I say, hey, God, change that for me. So
I think
that's hard.
You know, it's just, for me, it's the dynamic, the vitality of the market and the responsibility of lives, you know. That I have,
yeah.
And so that like is draining sometimes, but I have just keep focused and keep going.
I think that's the reason, one of the reasons why that office is so important. I get it, okay, and because it allows you to be, and that's your place to create. You create your dreams,
yes.
And I get it. You know, so. And I think that you work on it, keep it as long as you need it until you grow into a bigger one, okay, where the line's out the door and people are bringing their basket to get the organic stuff that you believe in. Yeah, I know it is, so it's all good. Anyway, so that's some things you want to create, what you're creating, and I know I'm creating some great things too, and you know, I told everyone about a year ago, I wrote it actually in Angel Coaches that I wanted to get a convertible. I'm in the process of working that out now, where I'm getting a convertible. I love convertibles, you know what I mean? And I'm a car person, so I know that cars really don't matter to you. Some people are, some people aren't. So Tisha just says,
I like
well,
a car,
gotta...
but I see convertible, I think of my hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. Mine's always disheveled. It doesn't really matter.
I think of my hair frizzing and getting all windblown. I'm very vain.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, I hear you. And she also lives in New York, so the convertible for me, I live in South Florida, so I can use a convertible year round. I know for you it's not as convenient. So anyway, what is two things that you're grateful for? Can I ask you that?
Today, I'm grateful for my children and the opportunities if they come true, when they come true. Yeah.
Yes, I know. And, okay, so you're grateful for those are two things that you're grateful for. And you're grateful for your health, too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I said that in my mind and my head now. I'm grateful for that as well. I have... I'm grateful for my health. I hear a lot of sad stories, and so every day is a good day when we're above ground, right?
Yes, that's the plan. So I told that to someone yesterday. She's a friend of mine. I said, and we're chatting. I go, you need to quit smoking. You can't even breathe. And she says, I don't hang out with her because she goes, I have to smoke and it's going to bother you. I go, but I said, you can go outside. And she goes, no, I don't have enough money. I said, because you spend too much money on smoking. And so she looked at me yesterday. She says, you know, Tree, I really do need to quit, and I will. She goes, I'm either going to quit above ground or below ground. I was like, wow. You know, so, I know that you're really health conscious and everything like that. So I got a real viewpoint there because I didn't realize that smoking, I mean, I knew logically, but I didn't realize smoking really bothered her. And it does. It's a habit that she really wants to kick. So I'm going to pray for her today and keep her in my thoughts and prayers. And Vic, I know you're here. If you don't believe in love, Vic is a great example of waiting out and holding out for the best. Right, Vic?
That's true.
Very, very true. Is anybody now listening or who will listen to it later ever been disappointed in love? We all have, but you're an inspiration to us all, Ms. Vic. So talk to us. What are you grateful for? What are you excited about?
Well, first of all, I'm grateful for the beginning of a new day, as always. My health. And I'm grateful to have hope and faith and to believe in love.
And to believe in love. I swear, you're so sweet now. And you guys want to know why she's sweet? Because when she waited for divine and perfect timing finally is here. Okay? Right? You ever said that?
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. I know. Tisha, you appreciate that.
Isn't that lovely?
Okay.
Divine time. Hurry up.
Divine timing, yes. Ms. Vic has got divine timing on her side now. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, whoever you believe in, Buddha. Doesn't matter. Thank you, angels. Anyway, she's going to have a wonderful birthday. Her birthday, she's got a special number, 1111, and that's a real special birthday there. It's a power number, master number. So anyway, and she's got the birthday and the guy to match. How cool is that? Okay, so. Anyway, I'm happy for you, Vic.
Thank you.
You're celebrating your birthday. Anyway, so you guys, I'm grateful for angel coaches, and I'm grateful for my health. And I'm grateful to have a realization, and I had told Vic about it, and I'm super grateful to have clarity about it and know that this too shall pass, and really it's my chance to learn and to learn to love and to give love and be love when it's not easy, that is a blessing. And so it's easy to be loving when you're here because I love you guys. But it's hard to be loving when you just want to rip somebody. That's not nice. But when you just want to win the argument, right? Ever had that happen to you guys? I know you have. Thank you. Anyway, so let's say a prayer, and then I'll let you guys, if you want to, does anybody want to do it? Tisha, you want to do the prayer? Vic, you want to do the prayer? It doesn't matter to me. Okay, I'd just love to pray with you guys.
You can pray.
Okay, well, I want you to add something to it, okay? Whether it's ding dong, the witch is dead, or something like that, okay? So, anyway, dear God, dear Holy Spirit, dear Jesus, dear angels, and all the soul families of all of us, and the light beings, and the ascended masters, thank you for being here today with us, and thank you for giving the things that we're looking to create in our life and creating already, and thank you for bringing them to more fruition or to let us enjoy them more And thank you for helping Tisha and all the things that are in her heart regarding, you know, her heart, you know, what she's looking to create. And thank you for helping Vic do that as well. And thank you for what you've given her already to us, all three. And thank you for helping me. And I'm so excited about certain things. And I'm excited to be able to see things happen for these two angels here with me and the ones that will listen now or later. Anyway, we say amen, and so it is.
Amen, and so it is. Tari, nothing's changed for me from yesterday to today, right?
Oh, yeah. You're getting everything and more. Okay? So that is. That I understand what you're asking me, and, you know, it's there. Okay? All right, everybody. Tisha, I'm going to call you in about 30 minutes, and Vic, I'll give you a call too as well, but I got to walk doggies. Anyway, I got to make a quick phone call to you. All right, take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.